This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Some mountain towns are asking voters about new taxes and limiting short-term rentals. The ballot questions are an effort to tackle a lack of affordable housing in places like Leadville, Ouray, and Avon. An initiative in Telluride would cap short-term rentals at 400. Residents in other towns will be voting on whether to levy new taxes on rentals like Airbnbs. Other proposals include sales tax and borrowing to fund housing. A new lawsuit alleges Adams County's current treasurer is failing to do her job by leaving taxpayer money unaccounted for. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on the complaint filed by county commissioners this week.
The suit alleges Lisa Culpepper, the elected county treasurer, hasn't kept county books up to date or produced required monthly financial reports since taking office over 2 years ago, leaving tens of millions of dollars unaccounted for. The commissioners say she also refused to cooperate with a recent audit. By filing their complaint, Adams commissioners are hoping to replace Culpepper and set up an independent committee to audit her office. A judge still needs to review the case, though. Culpepper did not respond immediately to a request for comment. Her current term is set to expire in 2023. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
An advocacy group for Latinos will have a mobile vaccination unit set up in Thornton starting today and through the Halloween weekend. The event is sponsored by Unidos US, the nation's largest Latino civil rights and advocacy organization, the CDC, and the U.S. government. There will also be locations set up in Colorado Springs and Aurora. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're listening to Here and Now. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Atlanta Braves host tonight's World Series game, and it'll likely spark greater debate about the team's name and the tomahawk chop that fans perform at games. Grand Junction is at 65 degrees.